morning, good evening, whatever the case may be, coming to you live from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie!
It's the Geekly Debate. Alan, I am David, executing intro duties.
Intro duty.
And with me is...
Gomer.
Crimson Chris.
And what's on topic today?
Today we are talking about the best movie soundtrack of all time. I think we have a few rules.
Do we have rules?
I think there should be a couple of
rules. You are wasting airspace. There's no debate. The greatest movie soundtrack of all time ever, Highlander.
Oh, Highlander. We can talk about that in a minute. That is a good choice.
That is.
I mean, who wants to live forever? But anyway, I think we should remove musicals because that's kind of a gimme.
Yeah.
You know, because Wizard of Oz, right? And we should also remove movies that have a name of a band in the title. Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. I mean, obviously, that's going to be an awesome soundtrack.
Okay, I can live with
Spinal Tap, The Who's Tommy.
I can live with those rules.
Yeah. So that's basically the only rules. And that leaves, what, probably about 2.3 million
other
soundtracks to choose from.
Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory?
I don't know. I think I call that a musical.
That's a musical.
Yeah.
What about South Park? Bigger, Louder, Uncut.
See, that's hard because it's its own sort of genre. Are you choosing that?
No.
Well, then I don't think we should worry about
it. It might make an honorable mention.
Yes.
I've got at least two or three I like to make.
My pick, I'll go first because mine's easy. Mine is music from a movie that is identifiable with that movie and that movie only, and it's 1977 Star Wars.
Okay.
The movies from there, I mean, the Rebel March is just timeless. It should be music that people walk to.
The Vader
music.
The Imperial March.
It's just, even though, dun, 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 the opening, I mean, it's just timeless stuff.
It's all
John Williams.
Timeless. Pretty much anything
John Williams
does.
Same as Superman, pretty much. Almost the exact same as Superman.
I don't know about that.
It's pretty close to Superman.
It's pretty close.
That's the first thing I learned when I started picking up guitar.
But I think that's an easy pick.
That is very easy.
It's identifiable. I mean,
I think
just about everybody would know what you're talking about.
You hear one of those songs and you know exactly what it is, where it's from, and a movie made it famous.
Yeah.
Cool, let's go to the next one, because that's too easy. That's simple one.
That wasn't easy.
It's hard to bait.
You're making
that
me
one.
Think harder now.
Well, Adam's got a pick. Let Adam make a pick. Do
I have
you?
A pick?
I thought you had a pick. You said you were saying yesterday on the Facebook chat, this is an easy one.
I didn't say it was an easy one. I said this is one I could do if I thought about it, but I didn't.
I got a pick.
Well, a pick.
Wayne's World.
Awesome.
I forgot all about that.
I love that.
It's
movie.
all that music, and lots of it was integral to the parts of the movie.
Yes.
I mean, basically the Mirthmobile with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I mean, that brought Queen back into... and prominence.
Bohemian Rhapsody actually made the top video.
Yeah.
That year, when MTV actually still played videos. Yeah. That's how old I am. I can remember that crap.
You know what? I remember that too, actually.
Oh, did you?
And then Jimi Hendrix. The whole Foxy Lady thing.
Yeah.
Garth.
Yeah.
And you had Alice Cooper in it.
Yes.
And it was just those little...
Feed My Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole music just played... wove itself into the movie.
They also had Tia Carrere in the movie, who was in her own band, and that really made sense for her to do all those cuts. Yeah. It's just sad that you know the name of the band. I think it's sad.
Hey, we got Shitty Beatles and Crucial Talk. Are Shitty Beatles any good? No, they suck. Well, it's not just a clever name.
But yeah, they had her doing, what was that?
Ballroom Blitz.
Yeah, Ballroom Blitz.
Dreamweaver was when he saw her on stage.
Yeah. But that still worked. They still fit the music into the story, into the plot.
That just took me way back.
Dreamweaver.
Yeah.
But yeah, excellent choice.
Yeah.
Terrific pick.
See, I'm thinking of like movie scores, not
that's
necessarily
what I was
soundtrack.
Thinking
see, I'm thinking of scores.
Yeah.
Yours was a score, I guess.
Mine was a score, definitely.
Yours was a score.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely movie soundtracks traditional like that you can pick.
But a lot of
Clerks
them
is good.
Clerks? Well, I don't know about Clerks.
It had Dirt. Didn't it have Dirt? Or Alice in Chains?
It did have that, and it had
that's where Alice in Chains debuted.
I think he's right, actually.
I think Alice in Chains was a little bit before Clerks came out.
That was their most popular album before Dirt, and the song that was on there was Dirt. I think Jar of Flies came out before Dirt.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But yeah.
Oh, well, who is it?
Who else has a pick? You got a pick?
I am thinking because I'm still going movie scores right now. Still,
well,
going
movie scores are fine. Well, you can go with a score.
You know, a lot of the picks, you're probably going to pick something that John Williams did. Almost. You got Indiana Jones, Jaws, Jurassic Park.
Oh, man, yes.
Jurassic Park was excellent.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park was... Nobody that I know that is a human being can hum the song and then everybody hops on. Like, nope, it's that one person. Like, I don't know what that is. But there's never a person that I've seen. Even kids know what that is. That's awesome. Jurassic Park's definitely a good choice. Let's see.
Go with your second pick, David.
What was your second
pick? That you mentioned yesterday.
Oh, I was...
The new Tron movie?
Yeah.
Tron Legacy.
It was a really good soundtrack.
It was a really good soundtrack for a mediocre movie.
You know what?
Got Daft Punk to do that.
And you can tell when you listen to the
music on just the soundtrack alone, it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. But another thing, the two robots who make up Daft Punk watched the movie and did the music while they were watching the movie. Did the music in line. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
The way you're supposed to do...
Yeah,
a soundtrack, a score, in my opinion. Yeah,
yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, great pick. By the way, I have a runner-up of Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm. It's very recent, but I just put on Awesome Mix Volume 1 yesterday, and there's no way you can be sad listening to that soundtrack. It's brilliant. But you guys don't have a pick. This is disappointing. This is a disappointing weekly debate.
I got a couple of things brewing in my brain.
Well, spit it. Spit one. Throw one out. We'll talk. One soundtrack.
For a movie that was not very good, but I really enjoyed the soundtrack when it came out.
Yeah,
it was the soundtrack for Daredevil.
Oh gosh, really?
Didn't they have some Nickelback on it? No, are you sure?
No, that was Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Spider-Man, terrible.
Yeah.
Did anybody mention Lost Boys?
I don't think so.
People are strange.
Great cover. Excellent. My favorite song from Lost Boys is the sax solo by the sexy buff dude.
Oh man, I love that guy.
I remember
whatever happened to that guy.
When I first saw the movie, I didn't know what it was about, and I was like, "What am I watching?"
Oh man, that dude's shaking his hips.
Yeah, he was shaking everything.
Yeah, he was shaking it all, blowing
on
that sax.
I've seen Lost Boys.
You need to watch it again just for that part, man.
Yeah, buy it on Blu-ray.
You'll never. Yeah, get it in high def. Yeah, you'll never think about saxophone the same way again in your life.
Mm. Oh man, that's awesome. You mentioned
Star Wars.
Yeah.
But also, the George Reeves Superman flick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same composer.
Yeah. Well, again, the same thing.
Yeah.
You hear that score and you immediately think of Superman flying.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely timeless and easily the song is associated with. I love that, man.
It's really good.
That is good.
And the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Another John Williams. Yes.
Indiana Jones.
I know Jules will hate this one.
Which one?
I really like the soundtrack for the first Batman, 1989 Batman.
Prince. Danny Elfman did the score.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. But everybody thinks of Prince.
A really good choice because it mixes the two, you know, very equally. Because Danny Elfman really wasn't that high profile then.
Not then, as he was.
Not
until after that.
Yeah.
Then he did like Edward Scissorhands and all that.
Yeah.
What did he do? Tim Burton movies.
Yeah. All the Tim Burton.
Tim Burton was like, you know what?
I love you, man.
Yeah.
I like.
We're gonna be a team.
We're gonna do everything together.
We're a team.
I'm gonna bring my friends with me.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith, Simon Pegg.
If you look at other Steven Spielberg movies with awesome scores, Schindler's List has E.T. definitely.
I can't even watch that
has
movie
a
again.
Good score.
Schindler's List.
That's a powerful.
There's a great story about the score to that film. Steven Spielberg took the script and everything to Williams, and Williams, you know, looked it over and he said, "Man, you need a better composer than me." And Steven Spielberg said, "Yeah, I know, but they're all dead." And which really says a lot about
John Williams
as a musician and a composer, because if you look at Steven Spielberg films, the music is one of the driving forces
in there.
All of the teary-up moments in E.T. is all because the music's just freaking, you know, bringing me to it.
He's right. Yeah.
Oh, it's just, yeah. Jaws?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The movie is driven by one song, you know, and... It's Steven Spielberg knows how to affect an audience, and doing it audibly, he's really found a niche, you know, putting that composer with him. But no one else has a pick for
that
a
was
soundtrack?
My pick.
I like it. Bat Dance. Yeah.
That's my pick.
Dance. I love that.
Where did you get those wonderful toys?
Yeah. Where does he get those beautiful toys?
You know, a friend of mine at work, we were hanging out last night playing Smash Brothers.
Nice. And, the new one.
We were playing Melee on GameCube.
Okay. Nice.
And
throwback.
He had never seen that movie.
Never seen the original Batman movie.
And it made me borderline hate him.
Yeah.
Borderline hate him.
It wasn't. I was like, it's not your fault, but it is.
Yeah.
You have a computer.
Yeah. Like, what,
so it's like if you've been around for 20 years.
If you have a computer
or a cell phone, you can watch the entire movie. Yeah. So it's just like, come on.
Yeah, 25.
25.
25.
Going to the theater and seeing that.
That's amazing.
I remember going to the drive-in and seeing that as a kid.
That's amazing.
I remember buying it on VHS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look out.
Oh, man.
Black cover with just the bats.
I think I still have that. That was the only movie that I had that if it wasn't rewound to the beginning, I would get pissed off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Be kind.
Rewind. Be calm, rewind, man.
Yeah. Be kind,
for
rewind.
Sure.
This is a good movie.
Oh, it is actually an underrated movie.
Yeah.
It's actually quite good.
And it took a lot to get it to film.
Well, they had to get permission from a lot of people to get that done.
It took
if you haven't seen Be Kind, Rewind, it's a movie about some guys who own a video store and all the tapes in the store get deleted.
Yeah.
And they remake all of the movies.
I know it's Jack Black.
Yeah. And they're kind of not the smartest.
Most Def.
They're not the smartest knives in the drawer, so they actually think they're doing a good job. But really, they hit, and yeah, definitely check out that movie. Anybody else have a pick? I love it, man. Anybody else have a pick?
Just for everybody listening, Gomer's hair is gone.
Yeah, I
had it's like freaking everybody out.
It is freaking everybody out.
I think that's part of the.
I feel like I should cut my dreads off.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, dude. But no one else has a movie soundtrack we want to talk about? Hair? Hair is a great movie.
Yeah.
Great soundtrack, since we're talking about hair.
You know what's
the
another?
Rocky Horror
A musical, but definitely.
It's definitely great.
A great.
That is a musical.
Great movie.
I got one.
Damn it, Janet.
Here we go. Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
That was my soundtrack.
Yeah.
It had like three songs on it. Yeah. It had three songs. It was awesome.
It's not a soundtrack.
Dude, you don't understand.
Song.
Me and my buddy, we took all of our action figures, right?
Yeah.
And we would make a tournament out of our favorite pieces and play that soundtrack. And just, we wailed on each other.
Get over here!
Oh, dude, it was awesome. My top pick was Batman. His top pick toy was always Goku, but he had two Gokus because he had more money than me.
I give Goku over Batman.
Did he have a normal Goku?
He had a normal Goku. Was Super Saiyan Goku,
so we just switched him out.
But he had the battle scarred regular Goku.
Yeah,
so his Goku would get all jacked up, then turn Super Saiyan and like rip Batman's
neck out.
So it was always ridiculous. And I had the Power Ranger. It was
next
really
time
cool.
on Dragon Ball Z.
Got a pick?
That really.
All right.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, man.
Apocalypse Now.
Awesome.
Rise of the Valkyries.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
No one said The Graduate.
Awesome
Simon and Garfunkel. If you're a fan of Simon and Garfunkel.
Mediocre movie, but a great soundtrack to it. The Watchmen.
The Watchmen was a really good soundtrack. Actually.
The Watchmen took songs from the period and really fit them in.
Like the only song that threw me off was the song that was playing like when Night Owl and Silk Spectre get together.
Yeah.
That song threw me way off.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't Night Owl and Silk Spectre getting together threw you off?
Yeah. I was totally prepared for that after reading the comic, but the song just like my friend's mom was there. She was like, I was the person.
Are you
that
sure
was
it
like,
wasn't your friend's mom sitting there watching that? Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
There's a moment there.
Yeah, I told everybody we should go see it, you know, and I didn't think she was going to tag along. So she's sitting there watching this part. She's like, Christian, what did you tell us to go see? And I'm just like, oh, man, I didn't know you were coming. I'm sorry. It was ridiculous.
The blue naked man didn't bother her. But
The blue naked man.
She knew that. Yeah. I told her. I was like, hey, there's going to be a giant blue guy. You're going to see everything that he's got. So she was prepared for that. And he was walking over people with his junk. She was like, you know, I was prepared for that, but I wasn't prepared for this scene, Christian.
And the Watchmen were Silk Spectre. Yeah.
And they press the button and Archie, like, shoots the fire out. And it was just, oh, man, she was not prepared for that part. Out of everything.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction was Rock and Roll High School. I'm just going through a list here.
Rock and Roll High School.
What's Rock?
Rock and Roll High School is the Ramones.
The Ramones soundtrack. Yeah.
They actually had a song called Rock and Roll High School. Yep. No Ramones fans at the table?
I like the Ramones.
Dude, I love the Ramones. It's,
you know what? I had a Ramones phase, like, in high school.
I think everybody has that. I can remember ordering, like, 3 or 4 Ramones albums from Columbia House. And then jipping them, you know, on the penny.
BMG.
Back in the day. Yeah. There was a 1992 movie called Singles, which really took a lot of grunge music.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights is always a winner.
Singles the one with Winona Ryder in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That and then she followed up with, like, Reality Bites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam, you don't have a pick, a full-on pick?
Well,
there's so damn many.
There is.
I'd like to give another honorable mention to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
I can listen to the Man of Constance.
There's one song.
Well, no, there's a lot of other ones.
It's just the same beat, man.
There's the scene where the sirens are singing, and they sing a song
down
about...
Down by the river.
Oh, dude, I love that.
Everybody knows
Man of Constant Sorrow. Yeah, but I could hear that every day. Ah! And it's hard for me not to picture George Clooney singing it, which is terrible, because I've heard George Clooney's got a horrible singing voice.
Yeah.
Just saying. Watch Man of Constance, or Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Yeah, we already mentioned that This Is Spinal Tap shouldn't probably be included in anything. But
it's a great movie anyway. Yeah. You should still watch it.
When we exclude musicals, I mean, Rocky Horror Picture Show, like I said, it's got a great soundtrack.
Any Disney movie at that point.
Yeah, any Disney movie is out.
Yeah, Disney.
Circle of Life is definitely one of my all-time favorite songs. But yeah, it's in a musical, man.
If we did include musicals, it would be either The Lion King or The Little Mermaid.
Oh yeah, Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid all around has a good soundtrack.
I just got off the phone with Jesse.
I think threw out a movie.
All right, Jesse phoned in a pick.
Jesse phoned in a pick. He said that as long as it doesn't count as a musical, he totally thinks Scott Pilgrim should be up there.
Scott Pilgrim did have
it was interesting.
It was okay.
Yeah, and I would not count that as a musical.
All right.
I would definitely count Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
And he also said Repo Man, the 80s one.
Okay. Yeah. But Repo Men or Repo Man?
Man.
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 I don't know if I've ever seen the 80s.
Okay. Well, Repo is the one with
Repo
the,
is the... There's a Repo, the opera.
Giles from...
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Giles from Buffy. Right. But that was an opera, though. He said not that one.
Yeah.
He specifically said not that one.
Yeah.
Because if that was the case, if we were including musicals, I would have said Reefer Madness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I can see that. Purple Rain.
Oh, man, Purple Rain. Yes. That counts. Scott
Let's
Prince.
Go, Chris. Yeah, I love that. Love Purple Rain. What else? That's it? Let's wrap it up. Let's do a short one.
That's all I got, actually. Because, yeah. I mean, let's see. What else do... Let me think real quick. Like, other soundtracks I listen to, they kind of apply only to me, and I don't think other people really listen to them.
Yeah.
I listen to the Man of Steel, like...
The
score soundtrack for it. It actually wasn't bad. Like, Hans Zimmer did it.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Hans Zimmer stuff is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Hans Zimmer.
And it wasn't
awesome.
Like, wham, wham the whole time, you know? Like, I have the
That's
Inception soundtrack.
Hans Zimmer most of the time.
Yeah. The Inception soundtrack was the first soundtrack I ever heard that had that in it, but
Inception.
It wasn't in all the songs.
Inception?
And it was only in a couple of the songs from the scores from the movie, so it made sense, you know? But the whole thing as a whole was awesome. Like, there's one on there where it's like it's at, in the movies at the part where he's explaining to Mal like how he incepted her or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's like really sad. You know, it's called Old Souls, I believe, and it's just like it really gets you. It's really good the way that he composed it. But aside from that, man, it's about all I got.
I didn't realize you were such a big musica aficionado.
Oh man, I'm all about some soundtracks, like scores, like the one for The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is actually really good.
It's probably got a lot of bass, don't it?
Not
there's
as much
a scene,
as you think, actually.
The very last fight scene.
Only the electro scenes, probably.
There's only two electro songs that have a lot of bass. But it's only in like the
that
like the
ruined that.
The electro songs were awesome.
The music ruined.
I thought that one.
The music at the power plant fight at the end of the movie totally ruined the whole fight for me, because he's like Electro's like playing music off of these big conductor things.
I liked it.
Oh, I didn't.
I liked that because
he played like Itsy Bitsy Spider, I believe.
Yeah, it was like one of the only interesting parts in a very disappointing movie.
The web slinging was by far the coolest thing in that movie.
Web slinging was awesome.
Awesome.
It reminded me of Spider-Man 2: The Game.
Oh, yeah, dude, where you could go wherever you want. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And you had to deliver the dang pizzas, man.
Yeah.
You couldn't mess up the pizza or you'd fail. I hated those.
That would be a terrible mission.
Delivering pizzas? Yeah.
You don't remember those? I
couldn't figure out. From the
Spider-Man game?
I never played the Spider-Man game.
Oh.
Like, that sounds like a terrible mission.
Like, each trigger was a different hand to shoot the webs. It was awesome.
It was neat. It was a fun. And it was like an open world, sandbox sort of game. Yeah. There was actually a PC version of that game that was not a sandbox game. It was a completely different game, and I got the PC game.
Oh, man.
I wondered why it was so cheap.
Oh, yeah. But, well, there you go.
Well, cool. Let's wrap it up, man. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks again to Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee. That's a little comic book shop. Check them out on comiccity2.com. We couldn't do anything we do without them. If you guys have any ideas for a future debate, drop us a line on any of the comments or any place you find this podcast. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. You probably found this through the website and not iTunes. And leave us a review and a rating up there. We could definitely appreciate it. And please check out everything we do, another podcast, all kinds of reviews and articles on OutrightGeekery.com. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook.
That's been the Geekly Debate. Join us next week, same geek time, same geek channel.